We are in the fourth week of a preaching series about healing based on the book Be Healed by Dr. Bob Schutz. We've talked about kind of the anatomy of our woundedness and how that bears the fruits, the undesirable fruits of sin in our lives. And talking a lot about the origins of those wounds so that we might be able to recognize them. But I wanted to make sure that I emphasize that the title of this preaching series is not Blame Your Parents, okay? It's not about who we're blaming for our woundedness. The title of this preaching series is about the healing power of Jesus. Like anything in life, we don't make any progress until we take responsibility. We take responsibility for seeking healing of our own inner woundedness. It's not someone else's job. It's our responsibility to seek it. And we also take responsibility for the part that we have played by our own sins in contributing to our wounds. We live, however, in a fallen world, which means that we and everyone else in this world are impacted by the fall from grace. We will get hurt by others in ways big and small, and we too will hurt others by our sins. So we live in a wounded world, and so it's no surprise, it should be no surprise, that we are wounded. Jesus has come to seek and to save. He himself used this image. He said, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick." Jesus has come to heal us and to restore our souls wounded on account of sin. So we've been talking the first few weeks about that woundedness, understanding it, where it comes from. But now turning our attention to where we can find healing, what that process looks like. So today, something that should be very obvious to us as Catholics, but one of the main ways that Jesus affords this healing for us is through the sacraments that he himself gave to the Church. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches, "The Church believes in Christ, the physician of souls and bodies. This presence is particularly active through the sacraments." Jesus came to heal. He particularly has the opportunity to do that in our hearts in the sacraments of the Church. So one might immediately wonder, well, if that's true, you know, I've been going to the sacraments all my life. How come that hasn't been my experience of the sacraments? And here, perhaps a subtle point of our sacramental theology, how sacramental grace works, would be helpful. It comes from Father Cantalamessa, who has been the papal preacher since the time of John Paul II. So when the Pope goes on retreat, who preaches? Father Cantalamessa. Okay. And he says that he uses this image to help us understand how sacramental grace works. He says we can compare the sacraments to switches for electrical current. Right? The sacraments allow the healing power of Jesus to flow through us and to touch us as Christians. But this like a switch, okay? The switch is not activated. Even though the power is there, the current does not flow through us. He said the outpouring of the Spirit actualizes and revives our baptism. So in this particular instance, he's talking about the graces we received at baptism. Catholic theology can help us understand how a sacrament can be valid and legal, but unreleased in its fruit. Its fruit remains bound or unused. Sacraments are not magic rites that act mechanically without people's knowledge or collaboration. The fruit of the sacrament depends wholly on divine grace. However, this divine grace does not act without the yes, the consent and affirmation of the person. God acts, as it were, like a bridegroom who does not impose his love by force, but awaits the free consent of the bride. So the sacraments, he's saying, have a real effect by the very fact that they're celebrated, right? The grace is afforded to us, but they're not magical rites imposed on us whether we're willing or not. Their power being activated in our lives depends on our cooperation, our collaboration, our yes to God. Depends on our disposition. For example, whether we're in a state of grace or not when we receive the sacrament. And it depends on our openness to what God desires. Depends also on our faith that He is present, that He is active, that He can make a difference and transform our lives. The sacraments are real encounters with Jesus, crucified and risen. The alternative is that they're just symbolic rituals. What does this sacred scripture say, right? Think about baptism, right? Jesus himself told the apostles to go out and baptize. That's how you make disciples. St. Paul later said, "Are you unaware, brothers and sisters, that you who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You were indeed buried with him so that you might also rise with him." St. Paul clearly saw baptism as a real encounter, uniting ourselves truly with the person of Jesus who has died and risen for us. The Holy Eucharist, which we understand as our food for the journey, Jesus himself said, "This is my body. This is my blood." It's a new and eternal covenant given to us for the forgiveness of sins. We come in contact with Jesus himself in the Eucharist. Confirmation, the scriptures clearly speak about receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of God in our lives. The sacraments are real encounters with the living God. Let me talk about the sacraments of healing. The anointing of the sick. What do the scriptures say to us? St. James says, "Are there any who are sick among you? Let them send for the priests of the church. And the priests will pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save them. The Lord will raise them up. And if they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them." The Lord will be active in this prayer of faith, St. James tells us. And the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, the other sacrament of healing. It was Jesus' great resurrection gift to us. When he first rose from the dead, appeared to the apostles in the upper room, he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." Right from the mouth of our Savior. So the sacraments are real encounters with the crucified and risen Lord. Do you remember that story, the healing of the paralytic, where they lowered him through the roof? What does Jesus say? He says, "Oh, what a pity that you can't walk. Be healed." No, he does not say that. He says, "Son, your sins are forgiven." That caused a great controversy among the people. Who but God alone can forgive sins? And Jesus says, "So that they might know that the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins, I tell you, pick up your mat and walk." What do we learn from this? Right? Jesus has the power to heal the body. We know that. We've seen it. We've heard it. So many miracles. But He does that in order to prove His power to heal on a deeper level. The power to heal the soul. To forgive our sins. To bring about healing. This is the power that we come into contact with in the sacraments. Healings do, in fact, happen through the sacraments daily in the church throughout the world, in ways perceptible and in ways imperceptible. Just a few stories from my time as a priest. The anointing of the sick. I remember being called to a nursing home for a man who was dying. He had been catatonic, unresponsive for several days. So I prayed, anointed him with the holy oil, and as I was leaving, he says, "Thank you, Father," as clear as day. His wife almost fell to the ground. Another time I was called to anoint a young man who was mentally disabled, who had also kind of fallen into this state of unresponsiveness. They weren't sure what was wrong with him. So I prayed with him, anointed him. And a few days, a week or so went by, and I was certainly not looking forward to this funeral. And I found again the number of the person who had called me, his mother. And I said, "I'm just checking in to see how he's doing." He said, "Oh, he's fine. He's fully recovered. He's doing well. Thank you, Father." "Okay, thanks for letting me know, but I'm glad to hear it." The Eucharist, I've had people tell me that they have prayed to Jesus to heal them of their infirmities. And in receiving Him in the Eucharist, He has. So one wonderful woman who was not practicing her Catholic faith, but went to Eucharistic adoration, and sitting there in the presence of the Lord, she felt His presence touch and heal her whole being. She remained there for like 6 hours, and then she was in the church every single day for the next 15 years that I knew her. He has the power to heal us in the sacraments. Confession, how many people say literally that they feel a weight lifted off their shoulders when they receive absolution, when the Lord forgives their sin? These are just little examples. There are so many. The sacraments have the power to heal our deepest wounds. Pope Benedict XVI talked about how what original sin does is shatter and scatter us. But what Christ has come to do is to put us back together, to bring us back into union with Him. And that's the essence of what redemption means, to be made whole, to be made one again. Jesus can make whole what is broken into pieces, what is wounded through the sacraments. Do you desire that wholeness? Do you want that healing? Then make a devout communion, cognizant that it is God that you receive. It is Jesus who gives Himself to you in the Eucharist. Do you believe it? If someone else were to watch you receive Holy Communion, would the manner in which you receive communicate to them that you truly believe this is God that you encounter? It is Jesus who you receive. Make a good and honest and complete confession. Hold nothing back from the Lord. Tap into the grace of your baptism, a grace that we have received, but so many of us have not allowed that grace to be fully activated in our life. Every time we come into church and we sign ourselves with the holy water, we're renewing our baptism. The moments when God looked at you and said, "You are my beloved child. You are mine." The moment you were adopted as His very own. Unlock the rich depths of that gift. How that can heal us from our wounds of abandonment, our wounds of rejection. Jesus is the divine physician. We encounter Him in the sacraments of the church. If you want healing, welcome to the doctor's office. The doctor will be right in to see you.